We are doing brachot. We're up to daf zayin amid beis. About 8 lines from the bottom, the 2 dots, the second word into the line. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, kol hakoveh makom l'tfilato, whoever sets a place for his prayer, oyevav nofelim tachtav, his enemies fall underneath him. Shneimal, the verse says, v'samti makom la miyisrael untati v'shachin tachtav v'lo yergazu v'lo yosifu bnei avla lehanoto kasher barishona. I will set a place for my nation Israel, and I will implant them there, and they will rest over there, and they will not be troubled anymore. They will not be hindered, they will not be bothered anymore. And sons of iniquity will not continue afflicting them as they had originally. Now, there are two almost identical verses. One says, Le'anoto, and in Divrei Hayomim, in Chronicles, it says, Lechaloto. Sons of iniquity will not be able to continue afflicting him. And the other verse says they will not be able to annihilate them. Which one is it? They can't afflict us, or they just can't annihilate us, but afflict they could. So Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna threw a contradiction one against the other. K'tiv la'anoto v'k'tiv l'chaloto. One verse says to afflict, the other verse says to annihilate. But tchila la'anoto, originally when the temple was built, it was built with that thought that the nations would not be able to afflict us. But ultimately when we sinned, so then God decreed they should afflict us. And then our prayer protects us from mechaloto, from annihilation. Now, Marav Yochanan, frightening thought. Our prayer protects us from annihilation. What does that mean? And what about if we don't pray? Isn't that a given in the world? Didn't God say that we wouldn't be annihilated? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rashbi gdola shimusha shel Torah yoter milimuda. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rashbi, the service of Torah, learning under Rebbe where you actually serve him, is greater than the learning of Torah. Shenehemar, the verse says, Podisha ben Shafat asher yatzach mayim al yedei Eliyahu. They identified Elisha as the prophet who poured water by Eliyahu. Lamad lo neemar ela yatzak. It doesn't say this is Elisha who learnt by Elio. It says this is Elisha who poured water by Elio. Melamed shegdola shimusha yoter melimuda. That teaches us that the serving of a teacher is greater than the learning by him. When you serve him, then you learn more than just when you learn the words. Torah is an active Torah. It's a living Torah. And that's why I encourage you guys to get close to your Rebbeim. I always tell the story how I used to take out the garbage from Rav Mordechai Elio's home. In order to get in, you serve them, you get to know what's going on there, you get to learn more about the family. And other stories like that. I brought a car to the Lower East Side just to drive Rav David Feinstein. I held on to a car, paid insurance, paid everything, just so that I could drive him to Simchas, and believe me, I learned a lot from it. The service, what you learn in service, is greater than what you could learn in theory. Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My time, why didn't the rabbi come to shul to daven?" He said, "I can't." Should I gather 10 people by the rabbi for prayer? He said, "It's too difficult for me." So should we tell? Should maybe the rabbi tell the shaliach tzibur that when the congregation gathers for prayer, we should come and let you know? So Rav Nachman, who's the rabbi, asks his student Rav Yitzchak, "What are you so troubled with? He's home laying sick in bed." The student says, "Maybe we should get you a minion." "Well, then maybe we should at least let you know when the minion's davening, so you could daven then." So he said, and this is the connecting point here. Here we have another quote. He said, "I'm nervous about this because Rav Yochanan taught in the name of Rashbi." King David said, "My prayer should be at a time of goodwill." Ematayet ratzon, when is considered a time of goodwill? B'shasha tzibur mitpalelin, at the time that the congregation is praying. So that's why I want you to pray at a time of goodwill. And this is quoted in Halacha, that if you can't make it to shul, you should at least daven at the time that the congregation davens. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Me'acha. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says this concept can be derived from the following verse. It says in Isaiah, "Ko amar Hashem be'et ratzon anitich, or anitichah." God says, "At a time of goodwill, I have answered you." So you see, there is a time of goodwill. That's the time the congregation prays. He says the source for this concept is the following verse: God is powerful, and yet He does not disgrace. What does it mean He doesn't disgrace? He doesn't disgrace when the masses speak before Him. In the verse says, King David says, "God, you save me from the wars that come upon me because the masses were with me in prayer. So if you pray with the masses, you pray with the congregation, then even King David says that's what helps his prayers be accepted. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like this as well. Rabbi Natan Amir, Menayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moed B'Tfilatan Shel Rabim. How do we know that God does not disgrace, He's not disgusted with the prayers of the masses? Shneimar, the verse says, Enkel Kabir V'lo Yimas. God is great and He is not disgusted. V'chtiv Padav Shalom Nafshi Mikarav Li, Kev Rabim Ayu Imadi. God took my soul out in peace because from the situations of war because the masses prayed with me. My padav shalom nafshi. What does it mean? God took me out in peace. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Kol haosek b'torah v'gmilut chasadim, whoever deals in Torah and acts of kindness. Umit paleli matzibur and prays with the congregation. Ma'ale ani alav ki lupu da'ani li v'levanai mi'ben umot ha'olam. I consider it as though He redeemed me and my children from among the nations. He took us all back home. That's padav shalom nafshi. He redeemed my soul in peace. Now, Shalom is a reference to Torah, which is called peace. Kindness is also called Torah, is also called peace, because you're doing peace with your friend. And Hashem says, if you do peace, Pada v'shalom nafshi, ki v'rabim ayu imadi, He is Pada, He is redeeming, He who has Shalom and Rabim ayu imadi. If He has peace, which is Torah and kindness, and Rabim ayu imadi, the masses are with Him in prayer, tefillah b'tzibur, then it is Pada, Hashem says, it's as though He's redeemed me and my children from among the nations of the world. And this leaves us room for thought, what does that mean? What does that mean that Torah, kindness, and tefillah b'tzibur is as though we've all been taken out of galut?